either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, this will be our last Jumu'ah for the month of Sha'ban. Insha'Allah ta'ala, our next Jumu'ah will be in the blessed month of Ramadan. And so I felt that perhaps I should take an opportunity to speak on a subject and to explain the obligation of fasting and some of the actions and a'mal that we carry out in the month of Ramadan, so that alhamdulillah, before the main event, at least we understand some of the masail. And so this is something very, very important. And so that is why inshallah, in our session tonight, we will look into some of the masail in relation to fasting and in relation to the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great month. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the day of Jumu'ah. Allah has chosen, subhanallah, Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the city of Makkah, the city of Medina, Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah has selected from the prophets five great messengers. And from the five great messengers, Allah has chosen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so, from amongst the days and the nights that are given to us in the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is an extraordinary month of extraordinary month as compared to any other month in the Islamic calendar. MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that it is my month. It is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we look into the Quran, the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. O people of Iman, Allah has made farz for you, an obligation for you to fast. Now this should not be a daunting task. Sometimes shaitan makes us feel that, oho, you know, somebody sent me a text message today, enjoy your last Jumu'ah lunch. Enjoy your last Jumu'ah lunch. Are bhai. Subhanallah ilazim. You know, we can't wait for the month of Ramadan, because the reward is immense. For 11 months we have been eating. For 11 months Allah has given us everything. And so, this is not a daunting task, you know, something that should terrify us and Ya Allah, what will happen? In fact, we should be really happy. We should really be happy because there is nothing but great benefit for us in every aspect, physically, spiritually, you know, subhanallah, in every way you think about the month of Ramadan, it is just khair and khair, nothing but khair. Even if somebody was to die in the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, you know, dying is also khair in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that I have made farz for you, roza. But this is not something that is very difficult, because Allah also made fasting farz upon the communities that came before you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it's easy for you to fast, because I have also made fasting an obligation for the previous communities that came. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The maqsad and the objective is also mentioned in this ayat-e kareema, that in the 29-30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be muttaqi, wants us to be purified, wants us to be clean. And so the more clean you are in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, that noor can stay with us even after the month of Ramadan. So this should be our aim. This should be our agenda. Even though it is summer days and the days are very long and the nights are short, but subhanallah, you have tasted the month of Ramadan last year and the year before. Allah makes it very easy. Allah Pak makes it very, very easy. And the reason for that is that this brain is an amir. What is it? It's an amir. The brain has very close connection with the heart and the signals that are sent. So the signal that the brain sends to the entire body is that it gives it a warning sign, that under no circumstances will food be given to you. So don't even think about it. What does the brain say? Food will only be given to you at the time of Azan, Maghrib time. So when the mind is telling the other parts of the body, automatically what happens, there is no desire for food. There is no desire. Nothing happens to it, because it is now registered in the mind. Now, as soon as iftari happens, you'll see people going out, cigarette. Arey bhai, you were happy to stay without the cigarette for so many hours. Now you can't. Now what? The brain has sent a signal that you can eat. So now he wants to eat the best food and everything. He wants to eat very, very quickly, because the signal is gone. But at the time of roza, the brain is saying, no, you can't eat. Because it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting is not difficult. MashaAllah, we must make sure that inshallah all of us fast in the month of Ramadan. There is great, great reward. And this reward of fasting is the only reward for which the ulama have mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not completely opened up and revealed to us the ajr, the reward that he wants to give for a person fasting. And the reason for that is, if you are fasting, nobody knows. Of course, in the month of Ramadan, people will know. But generally, when you are fasting, it is not something that other people can know. It is of complete ikhlas and sincerity. Nobody knows that this person is fasting. And so in the hadith it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his angels, يَدَعُوا طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ, that this man has stopped from eating and drinking and hunger strike and no relationship, only for my pleasure. Only for my pleasure. And I am going to reserve the reward for him in the hereafter. The reward that I will give him, even he will not believe the reward that I will give him, Allah will give us. So mashallah, 29-30 days of fasting is a great ni'mah. What is it? In the hadith it comes, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ السَّائِمِ. When you have an empty stomach, sometimes there is that smell in your breath that comes out, and your mouth is very, very dry. Your mouth is dry, and there is this smell that comes out from the mouth. Of course you can do miswak when you are fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the smell, to Allah that smell is more sweet and more beautiful than even the mushk, the best mushk that you can smell. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that to us. Imagine how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we should all be prepared and alhamdulillah be ready and geared up for the month of Ramadan. Now what is fasting? Fasting is very simple. Fasting means to stop from three things, to abstain from eating, drinking and cohabitation. What is it? Cohabitation, to have any kind of relationship with your wife. And this is also the mercy of Allah from Subah Sadiq until sunset. What is it? From Subah Sadiq until sunset. From Subah Sadiq until sunset. But this is the ruling. So you can't eat and you can't drink and you can't have any kind of relationship. There is one mas'ala, just for brothers to understand, that sometimes if a person is not well, then obviously the day in Islam starts from Subah Sadiq. What is it? The night comes from sunset. The night comes from sunset. So the intention in the month of Ramadan when you are fasting can be done immediately after Maghrib. Immediately after Maghrib. So that can be your intention that you are going to fast the next day. But for some reason, a person has not made an intention or that his health is not well and he wants to know that should I keep a roza, should I not keep a roza, should I keep a roza, should I not keep a roza, what to do tomorrow due to health reasons. Then one mas'ala is that in the month of Ramadan, your intention can be delayed until daytime. Until daytime, provided you've not ate anything, provided you don't eat. So how it works is that, say for an example, Subah Sadiq is at 6 o'clock. Example, Subah Sadiq is at, it's not at 6 o'clock in when we start, but just say it's at 6 o'clock. And sunset is at 6:30. Sunset is 6:30. So the 12 hours, 12 and a half hours that we've calculated here, half that. What do we do? Half that. So you will have until quarter past 12, until approximately quarter past 12 to make an intention that how you are feeling. Do you want to keep the roza or you don't want to keep the roza? And if you've not taken anything in your stomach, then you make an intention 11, even at 11:30, at even at 12 o'clock, your roza still will be valid. Your roza still will be valid. That is just one mas'ala. In case somebody is deciding what to do, that I'm going to travel or I'm not too well, what to do tomorrow, how it will go. So all of these masail we need to understand. So subhanallah, roza means you can't eat and you can't drink and you cannot have any relationship from Subah Sadiq until Maghrib Namaz. After Maghrib Namaz, everything is jaiz. After Maghrib Namaz, everything is jaiz. Now, just some of the masails, inshallah, things that don't break the roza. Things that don't break the roza. Let's look into that. That things that don't break the roza. So if we are now ready for the month of Ramadan to understand, this will be good. If you eat and drink mistakenly, not realizing that you are fasting, sometimes it can happen. In the morning you took something in the mouth, not realizing that you are fasting. So if that happens, it's okay. Fuqaha and ulama have said something very ajeeb. Now I don't know if I should say this to you or not. That if somebody who is very, very weak and old and he doesn't know and he didn't realize he's fasting but he's eating, and now you look at him that he's eating, you know, if you're Umar Farooq, you'll say, "Hey, munkareche, rozo che now." Yeah? What do you mean? So that bichara old man will panic. Oh, two, you know? This is what, but actually if he's a very weak man and then ulama, fuqaha have said something very ajeeb. that you see him eating, don't say anything to him. Don't say, let him eat. And when he's finished, you tell him, goodbye. Are you fasting? Then he might say, yes, yes. Why? Because this is Allah giving him food. How merciful is that? This is Allah giving him food. But if he's hatta katta, mashallah. You know, hatta katta, mashallah. You know, youngster, youth and all that, you know. So you tell him straight away, bye, what are you doing? Roza. What are you doing? Roza. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who feeds you. Sometimes Allah Pak is the one who feeds you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this is what the fuqaha have said. So by mistake you eat something and you don't realize it is fine. Blood test. Blood test. It's the month of Ramadan and you have been asked to come to the surgery for a blood test. Blood test also will not spoil your roza. Blood test will not break your roza. So you can understand that. There is one tablet that sometimes if a person has got heart issues that they put under the tongue and this does not enter the halaq. This does not enter the halaq. That tablet also if it is just under the tongue, ulama have given fatwa that it is jais. Injection in the month of Ramadan, that is also fine. So that will not invalidate or break your roza. Now you want to put oil in the hair, it is the month of Ramadan, there's no problem. What is it? You put oil, thanda khozara, that's fine. Dialysis. Somebody, bichara, needs to go for dialysis to purify the blood. That is also jais. So in the month of Ramadan, that is also not a problem. To swallow one's own saliva, that is also jais. Water entering the ears, it's fine. If water goes through the ears, it is also fine. To have a wet dream, as in you saw a dream in which ghusl became farz. Ghusl became farz. This will not break your roza. This will, because it is unintentional. What is it? It is unintentional. Something happened and you had to go for ghusl. So what you will simply do is you will do ghusl. What you will do is do ghusl and continue with your fast. This will not break your roza. To vomit without an intention, Kudrati, the vomit came out, it's fine. To vomit intentionally, but it is less than a mouthful. You were doing it intentionally, but it is less than a mouthful. Even then, roza will not break. To drop water or medicine in the eyes. If you put medicine in the eyes, that will not also break your roza. Even if you are going to apply surma in the month of Ramadan, that is absolutely fine. So these are just some of the masail that we need to understand, that it will not break your roza. Now, those who are excused from fasting roza, that Shariat has given them permission that they don't have to keep roza. Number one, a traveler. What is it? A traveler. If a person is a musafir, and if he's a musafir, like if he's going to go from one city to another city, but it's more than 48 miles, then if he is to fast, then this would be a good option, because on the road. But however, if you are still are a musafir and you want to take an option that is not an international flight, and you know I have that option, so I'm going to take that option, it is absolutely fine for a person to miss out from roza. Even a sick person. When we say a sick person, it means that he is incapable to complete his roza. He's so ill, so that is fine. So now there is no roza for him. When will the roza be? When he gets better, he will do qadha. When he gets better, for all of these things, there is qadha. That they, roza does not become ma'af. Roza does not become, even for women, roza does not become ma'af. Namaz is ma'af for women, but not roza. Understand this mas'ala. Roza does not become ma'af. For a pregnant lady, If the doctors say that she's got a child in the stomach and it's better for her not to fast, Shariat gives her that permission. It's okay for her health. So much so that even if a mother is breastfeeding the child, and breastfeeding is such that, you know, she needs to eat and she needs to drink, or she feels very weak during the day, so Shariat has given permission to that lady. But then what will happen is that she will have to do qadha. She will have to do qadha. So these are just some of the masail, inshallah, if you can remember. So this will be easy for us if we know the masala. Now, the things that will break your roza, the things that will break your roza, inhaler. There are, of course, some people who say something, but in reality, the ulama have mentioned that if you have asthma and you take an inhaler, that will break your roza. That will break your roza. To burn agarbatti, incense, and inhale its smoke. To inhale its smoke. This will also break your roza. Gee. If water goes down the throat while gargling. So when you are gargling, kar rahe, ab ye paani andar chala gaya. Roza toot gaya. What is it? So in the month of Ramadan, take control of your gargles. Yeah? So what it is, you're gargling and then water goes inside, your roza also breaks. To vomit mouthful intentionally. Now you've done ulti, mouthful, vomit intentionally, that will break your roza. To swallow, vomit intentionally. You know, if that has been done also, then your roza will break. To swallow something that is edible, equal to the size of a chana or a grain, yeah, that you swallow, that will also invalidate your roza. It will break your roza. To drop oil or medicine into the ear or nose. So to apply any kind of medication to the nose or even to the ear. Nose and ear. This will break your roza. Understand that. So here and here, it will break your roza. To swallow the blood that comes out from bleeding gums, and that will also break your roza, provided the bleeding is more than the saliva and you took it inside. The easy option was for you to spit it out, but then you took it in and there is less saliva. If there is more saliva and less blood, then your roza does not break. Then your roza does not break. Snuffing, that will also break your roza. And of course, smoking will also break your roza. And to apply medicine to your back passage, anus. To wahan bhi agar medicine lagai kisi ne, for some reason, then what will happen? Roza will break. And for women to apply medicine to the urinary organs, that will also break their roza. So these are just some of the masails that for us to understand that will break our roza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What is very, very important, let us make an intention that this year we will give our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we love, quality roza. What will we do? Quality. That intention we make. Quality roza we want to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is quality roza? Today if somebody gives you a hadiya and you see that the packaging is ripped up and it's been opened up and, you know, it's not something to your standard, you know, instead of showing love for that person, you might even give baddua to that person. What does he think I am? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give him the roza that we are fasting, not just to stay away from eating and drinking, but most importantly during the day, especially the brothers who are working outside, the brothers who are working. Make sure that you save yourself from guna. Make sure that you save yourself from guna. Don't spoil your roza, especially the people who are outside. That is why in the month of Ramadan, Islamically, there is no restriction that you should not be working and that you can't go out shopping and you can't do this and you can't do that. No, it's not that. But what it is, insan is weak. And so the more you stay inside and the more you stay in the masjid, that will be a good option to save yourself from guna. To save yourself from guna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. What are the sunnah acts in the month of Ramadan? What are the sunnah acts in the month of Ramadan? Increase your level of tilawat of the Quran. Increase your level of tilawat. That is the sunnah. Number two, also the sunnah in Ramadan is if you can do atikaf. If you can do atikaf. A lot of the brothers here might have never done atikaf in their life. Huh? So mashallah, it's a good experience. Why not? You know, take out time, 10 days in the path of Allah, subhanAllah. In pitch up, take your tent and, you know, do Allah, Allah, and you are there in the house of Allah. You will earn Laylatul Qadr most definitely. You will earn Laylatul Qadr most definitely. So it is something that we should think about. It is something that we should think about, Laylatul Qadr, because this is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his entire life. And of course, to read only 4 rakats Taraweeh and exit the masjid, go to Evington Road and enjoy the food and everything. Bye, not that, eh? To read 20 rakats of Taraweeh. What do we do? 20 rakats of Taraweeh, read it by. That is the... Some people say, wait, 20. Let me tell you something. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Alay. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Alay. He issued a fatwa when the Shias spoke ill about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and they said that Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is a man who sort of opened up his own sharia. What did they say? Opened up his own sharia and allowing and forcing people to read 20 rakats. What did he say? So this is the amal of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. This is what the Shias were saying. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, Allah bless his qabr with noor. Honestly, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi was a great mujahid. What was he? He was a great sword, great scholar. He said that if Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had done this 20 rakats from his own initiative and not as sharia and what he was told by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then why after Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Uthman, even Hazrat Ali continued to read 20 rakats? Why did he also read 20 rakats? So he gave an answer to them that why also Hazrat Ali was prepared, and in fact Hazrat Ali also read 20 rakats. What is it? So khair, my brothers, we are not going to go into this now discussion, A20. You know, we should now move away from these topics. But what we are saying is that once in a lifetime, subhanAllah, who knows, will we be alive for next Ramadan? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. This is an opportunity that our ears, Allah has given for us to hear the Quran. For us to hear the, come for Taraweeh and listen to the Taraweeh. Inshallah, there is noor that will enter inside us. So read Taraweeh. What is it? Be to your best behavior. Don't, you know, come for Isha after that, 4 rakats, and then mess around outside in the streets. And subhanAllah, disturb people. And go and eat and drink and do this and do that. SubhanAllah. Is this why Allah has given us the month of Ramadan? So my request to the parents, when you bring your child, you are responsible of your child. The imam is not responsible of your children. We are not here to babysit anybody. The committee members are not here to babysit your children. Forgive me, when I say your children, as in the people who come. So sometimes what happens is that when the children come to the masjid, the parents have no clue. The parents are in the front saf, second saf, bichara, they are doing ibadat, and the child is outside messing around everywhere, and he will come back. He knows that this time Taraweeh ends and Witr Salat is at this time, so he will make an entry into the masjid just before Witr Salah or at the time of dua, and the father thinks that everything is fine. So brothers, mashallah, the parents are responsible. Who are responsible? The parents are responsible. Another thing, make sure you eat your breakfast. Because in breakfast, what is breakfast in Ramadan? MashaAllah. See, Umar Farooq knows everything. Breakfast means sehri. Sehri, subhanallah, Allah's Nabi has said, eat and do sehri, because Allah Pak has kept barkat in sehri. Sometimes what happens, we say, no, I'm full. No, do sehri. What is it? Do sehri, because in sehri, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there is barkat. What is it? There is barkat. And also, before iftari, in Ibn Majah Sharif, in Ibn Majah, there is one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that never the dua of a fasting person is rejected at the time of iftari. Never the dua is rejected. So now how many things we are asking for, and people come to me, Maulana Sahab, make dua for me. Maulana Sahab, make dua, this has happened, Allahu Akbar. Just yesterday I met a brother, mashallah, very nice man. Greeted him, salam alaikum salam, and I just said to him, how are you, how is your health? He goes, Mauli Sahab, you are saying, how is my health? My health is not good. I've been diagnosed with blood cancer just today. What is it? So people have their own fair share of problems. Ramadan is the month. What is it? Ramadan is the month. Put everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All your court cases, all your problems with the wife, your children, your own self, the bad habits that you have inside you, the problems that we have, businesses, that, this, that, whatever you can think of, put everything in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of barakat, inshallah. And in one hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the fasting person experiences two occasions of delight. What is it? Two occasions of delight. Number one, at the time of iftari. And number two, when he dies and when he will meet his Rabb. When he will meet his Rabb. And just to conclude, my respected brothers, that from the things that will do shafa'at of a person in the grave, from the a'mal that will do shafa'at of a person in the grave, one amal is fasting. Fasting will also do shafa'at of a person in the grave. That it will cover him, the mayyit, and it will say that don't touch him, this man is a man who used to fast for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq, give you the tawfiq. We pray to Allah that there are only a few days left. There is no guarantee. We pray to Allah, Allah give us a life that we can witness the blessed month of Ramadan. And in the blessed month of Ramadan, no fighting. What is it? No fighting. Now we know that sometimes when there's no food, people like to raise their afkin. Adam, come, let's fight. By no fighting in the masjid, what is it? No fighting in the masjid, no fighting downstairs, upstairs, no problem parking, anything. Best behavior, come properly, mashallah. No arguing, even at home, no swearing. And importantly, very important, mashallah, no wasting time. The Hazrat TV Sharif ko aap kapra chara de, kam az kam kya karte? TV Sharif ko kya hai? Ban kar de, make sure everything, that environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us so easy. So let us look after the nights and the days that Allah Pak has given us, inshallah. If you can close your eyes and inshallah do muraqabah for a few minutes, and then we can make dua. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Also, you have seen the itinerary for the month of Ramadan downstairs. So, mashallah, we will be having our program in English after Asr Salah and also after Fajr Salah. So, especially the youth and the youngsters, mashallah, do come for Asr and listen to the wa'az, inshallah. It will be of great benefit. We will be covering ayats of the Quran, possibly looking into doing the tafsir of Suratul Kahf, or whatever Allah puts in the heart. But do come, inshallah, it will be of benefit. And also weekends we will have programs for women. So inform all the mothers that even in the month of Ramadan they should come, inshallah, it will be of great benefit for everyone. Jazakallah, duakallah. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk Allahumma ballighna ar-ramadan Allahumma ballighna ar-ramadan Allahumma ballighna ar-ramadan subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.